Hi, and welcome to this podcast. I'm Isabel, and I'm hosting this interview podcast in which I'm talking to inspiring personalities in the field of social entrepreneurship within Europe. I started with my German podcast Gas und Geber and interviewed entrepreneurs and other people who are dealing with social startups in Germany. However, I'm of the opinion that we need to take a look outside the box. I want to investigate how our neighbor countries in Europe do social entrepreneurship, as I'm convinced that we can learn and grow by going into an open dialogue with each other. In this podcast episode, I'm talking to Lilian Thibault, co-founder of Awake. Awake is a French company that produces sustainable watches by using materials like old fisher nets or plants. Also, instead of using batteries, they are using solar technology. It's a watch that even raised the awareness of the French president, who said, "This is what France wants to do in terms of sustainable innovation." Lilian gave interesting insights, but you can hear yourself.
Hi, Elisabeth.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Yeah, me too. I'm very happy that you're here.
Yeah, I'm happy too.
Okay, nice. Then maybe you could represent yourself and also what you are doing with Awake.
Okay, so I'm Lilian. I'm 43 years old, father of two young kids of 10 months. I've been working in the media industry for almost 15 years. And when I was approaching my 40s, I wanted to change things in my life and to do something that will be more meaningful to me. And I've had some values from my parents, and I wanted to integrate these values into my next challenge and to do something that will be not only for me, because you can feel very happy with what you do and what you realize, what you achieve for yourself. But I wanted to do something that would be helpful for other people, just not for me, but for other people too. And this is how I created Awake, with one idea in mind, is how we can change the consumption patterns. How can we influence people to have a better consumption, and it starts with creating more meaningful products, like to try to think forward and to try to create products that have a minimal impact on the planet. That's the idea of Awake. So, but Awake is also like a collective of designers, because I've been working in the media. I'm not a designer myself, but we are almost 10 in the company, and most of them are creative and designers, because I think that the design will be very important. I think that sustainable initiatives are too often like a bit too much obvious. It's just only about the message and not the product. And I think that if you want to convert people to change their habits and to move to like new kind of products, you have to make them appealing and not obviously sustainable. So it's important that design have a very huge importance into this move.
Yeah. So you mean that the watch itself also look very nicely, and it's not only about the function of a watch, it's also that it's a piece of design.
Exactly. At the end of the day, I mean, I hope that maybe in a few months, we won't even talk about the sustainability, because for us, this is not a progress. This should be the norm. The new norm. This is the new norm. So what are you talking about when you're not talking about sustainability? Because it's very difficult now, because everybody's talking about sustainability. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Yeah.
There is a lot of greenwashing. So how can people make the difference between what is fundamentally good and what is not? Because if you listen to companies, if you listen to all the companies, they will all say that, of course, we are trying to do better things. We are trying to compensate. We are whatever. They try to greenwash themselves. So, and I think that's the main difference with companies that were born with this idea in mind. How can we change? We were born like that. And it's much more difficult for companies who don't have that mindset to move into this new area. My English. So that's it. So this is very important that the product itself is appealing, and cherry on the cake, the process is the better it can be.
Yeah, definitely. And so you promise to have a minimal footprint, I read, and the watches are made of recycled material. Can you tell us a bit about the material?
Yeah.
So is it...
Of course. So I have to come back a little bit to the story of the brand. We were born 2 years ago, and we launched the first watch with a plastic-made, recycled plastic-made strap, a solar movement, and a steel which was that can be recycled like many times. Sorry, I'm looking at my words.
Yeah.
And in the beginning of 2019, so the product was nice, but it was a bit. We were doing with the what's existing. I mean, we took some partners that was doing things, and we assembled these things. In 2019, when we were contacted by the French Élysée to create a watch that will be offered to the president at the G7 summit, now we had to do something new. The G7 summit was in Biarritz, so it was close to the ocean, and we need to send a strong message about the problem of plastic pollution in the oceans, about the biodiversity that was threatened by the plastic pollution and the climate change. So this is how we change our mindset, and we say we're not gonna just use materials that are existing, we're gonna try to create new things. And this is how we created the first watch in the world made from recycled fishing nets. This is the watch that was you know what, we work with the French Élysée to kill the G7 summit. But at the G7 summit, the French president took the watch, and in front of all the other presidents, he said, "This is what France wants to do in terms of innovation, sustainable innovation." So wow, that's very that's what the
Nice compliment. Yes.
We are not even a one-year company. When your own president talk about you like that, it makes you proud. It makes you proud that you achieve something good, but also you understand that innovation is the future. Science is the future. Mm-hmm. So this is why now we are developing new materials. For example, using the fishing net as a raw material, as a resource, and now we transform it. We turn it into something really new that nobody else in the world can use, because this is our own material. And that's very important, because we gave this resource a new characteristics. So so it can help us. It can help the design to enlarge its vision and to create new things with a material which is very very limited at the beginning. So now we are working with our own material, and we can make much more things. And that's very exciting, because you're not just using existing materials; you turn them into something new.
Yeah. So the stripe is made of the fishing net, but the watch is the steel.
The watch is made from fishing net. The watch case.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
And for the G7 watch, we use recycled plastic bottles for the strap. But now we are moving to new things. We are moving to biomaterials. And basically, our new strap from the latest collection is made from plants.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really impressive.
So we don't use fossil fuels anymore, because for us, fossil fuels is the main threat. It's responsible for a lot of pollution and responsible for the climate change. So we try to avoid fossil fuels as much as we can. Of course, we still need energy to transform things. But now we don't use petrol for any product we do. So that's very important, because you know, when you try to put some innovations, you have to see all the possibilities. Now we are talking about recycled products, which is good, but recycling is itself like a tough process. You know, you need energy to transform trash into something new. But So when you're using plants, when you're using biomaterials, your impact is even mm-hmm. lower than that. Recycling is a good thing because it's in terms of to raise awareness on problems, recycling is a good thing because people on the, all the people in the world now understand that you have to recycle things because you can give trash a second life. But it's also a quite impactful process. So now we have to think about how we can limit, because recycling, you know, is what we do now because the best way to do. But recycling is also like it's not a cure. It's just solving what people do in the bad way. In the future, we hope that we have almost nothing to recycle, and that's why we are working on. We work on the next generation of product where we can create lab-grown materials, like without water, without carbon impact. That's the future. This is what we said. We think that science is the future. Recycling is for the present because this is the best way to do. But in the future, we'll have to do in another way. We have to create products that doesn't need to be recycled. For example, our last packaging is made from sugarcane fiber. It biodegrades in 19 days. 90 days. So it will never be recycled because it doesn't need to. So that's what excites us. I mean, yes, we cannot do a biodegradable watch at the moment. But what is not essential, and the packaging is not essential. Yeah. It's almost a single-use product. You know, you open the box, you take the watch, and after that, the box itself is quite useless. So for any useless product, we need to make it biodegradable.
Mm-hmm. But it's not only the watch itself and the packaging. It's also you're not using actual batteries. It runs with solar. How do you call it, solar? I'm not sure about the word.
Yeah, we call it solar, but it's the problem with solar is people think that if there is no sun, it will not charge the battery.
In that case, it wouldn't run in Germany because we barely have sun.
Yeah, that's right. People in Northern Cruz, they say, is your watch going to work in America? Of course, it takes the energy from any kind of light. Of course, natural light is more powerful, but also if you are working in your office with the artificial light, it works too. So it's called solar, but it's a light movement. And the good thing is that light is everywhere. Light is free. Light is everywhere. Light is illimitative. Mm-hmm. So this is very important that when we, you know, most of the time people, they don't think about all the details. And the movement is very important in the watch because our movement is zero waste. We don't need disposable batteries. We don't have to service it. You don't have to change the battery. You don't create waste. And that was very important to us, that the movement itself is very compliant to what we said. Sometimes we see initiatives which are interesting in terms of materials, but they put movements, for example, for watches, which are not compliant. Mm-hmm. A basic watch movement is not compliant if you are into sustainability. So, and the only problem with solar energy is that it's the movement itself is much more complex and much more expensive to produce. So this is why most of the companies, they avoid this technology because it's too expensive and it will have an impact on the price, final price. But you know, we try to reduce, we prefer to reduce our margins rather than using movements that are not suitable for our philosophy. So this is very important, but it's important to say that part of the cost to produce the watch comes from the movement itself, because it's much more expensive technology.
And your office is in France, but where do you produce the watches?
We produce in Besançon, which is it's a very, you know, Swiss is very famous for the watches, but Besançon is in France where the watches were made in the past, before the Swiss watchmaking was popular. So this is a comeback to the old French watch industry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the materials come from different countries because, you know, the solutions in terms of sustainability are not that many initiatives. Mm-hmm. most of the initiatives come from the northern countries. Yeah. For example, where the fishing net we're using come from Denmark, not from France, because when we started there was no initiative like that. So things are moving, but they are moving slowly. So not all the components come from France because it's just not possible. We have to find where the best suppliers for that.
What would you say, how is the general awareness about sustainable companies? Do you have any, in general, governmental support, or is it rather a lack of knowledge?
Yeah. No, of course, politics will always say that they want to fight the climate change, but most of the time, we see nothing coming.
Yeah.
I think that French is like an average knowledge about the problem. I mean, the average willing to change the things quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the more you go in the north, the most people are aware about that and want to change things. So I think that France is a bit behind Germany, for example,
mm-hmm.
or Netherlands, or Denmark, or Sweden. I think we are not bad, but we should be better.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem itself comes from the most of the, what I was talking at the beginning of the interview, is that most of the brands, they just only talk about the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we if you want to people to change the habits, we have to inspire them rather than saying them that your way of consuming is not good.
Yeah.
And most of the brands, they do that. So people, they feel guilty. And if they feel guilty, they will say, okay, I don't want to hear that. You know, they close their mind. So this is why we try to inspire them with innovation, with technologies, because that's the way to move forward for us.
And how was it during the Corona crisis? Did you then receive some governmental support in this area, or?
Yes, because for sure we've been, like most of the companies, we have the COVID have an impact. But I think that in a way, if you want to think in a positive way, I think that the only interest of COVID is that it raised awareness about, because it fundamentally is a problem of limiting the nature. If you reduce the size of the wild nature, you're gonna increase the risk of pandemics, just like the COVID. So the good thing is that I think that people have a very very painful idea of what the way we use the planet, the way we take the natural resources, like if they were unlimited, like people start to realize that this is the wrong way. So that's the only, if we have to find one, that's the only good thing with COVID, is that it raised awareness about environmental.
Yeah, it's a difficult word.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Yeah.
Environmental issues. Sorry for my English.
Okay. So that's it. I have one last question regarding yourself. So do you have someone or something that inspires you in your work? So like a role model, or just like, I don't know, other things that inspire you in your work and keeps you motivated, and
Of course, because there are people, there are organizations, there are companies who inspire us. This is the reason why we created the Hero Program. The Hero Program that will launch at the end of the year, or maybe beginning of next year, that we make some collaboration with quite famous people from the sport, from the music,
mm-hmm.
From the arts in general, and we create a collaboration where we don't give any euro to the mm-hmm. to this celebrity, but all the turnover that will be made from this mm-hmm. collection, because it's a co-creation, will be given to an NGO.
Ah, okay, nice.
Yeah, so it's not about mm-hmm. margins; it's the whole turnover. So it cost us some money, because we have to produce to create the watch, we have to spend time on it. But we think that it's not a single person, it's not a single company, it's not a single organization who's going to change things.
Yeah.
So it's like we have to be all together. And this is in our philosophy to support organizations, because organizations, they need money to work. They work with, they are very involved, they are very engaged, but they need to have money because they don't sell anything. So that's, I think that was the right way to use celebrities' visibility and to wear awareness on the problem and to show that organizations are doing things in the good way. So that is, for us, it's a very important program. But of course, there are people who inspire us. Some brands like Patagonia, I think Patagonia is one of the best success, and they've always keep in the right way to do things. I think there are also people like in France, Aurélien Barraud, but most of the people who hear us will not know about him. Of course, there are also like much more famous like people like DiCaprio, who use their visibility to raise awareness to strong issues.
Yeah.
There are many people, and that's very important, because the truth is, you don't have to think that you're gonna save the world. You're gonna try to, but you know you have to understand that there are many people who are doing many initiatives, and that's the combination of all these initiatives that will have a real impact.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for this inspiring interview.
You're welcome.
This was an episode with Lillian Thibault, co-founder of Awake from France. If you want, you can follow this podcast on Instagram. You can find the correct account spelling in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed this episode and gonna listen to the next one again. Until then, I hope you have a good time and that you stay safe. Bye-bye.